Alright, well, we're gonna go ahead and get started. It is 1:34. Commissioners are out. One of them is out on a day out, and then the other one just called me and said he got sick. So we have three of us, so we have a quorum, so we can move forward. But so anyway, we'll get started with our workshop on our budget needs for the departments that we're going to listen to today. So there's three of them today that we'll be going through. And the first one is maintenance, and you are up, Mr. Kirk.
Judge, Commissioners, you want to look at this part here?
We can.
That would be the Excel spreadsheet.
Going off of this one, Kurt?
All right. Well, while she's getting y'all some copies of that, you want to get start with your biggies.
Well, I have on the capital outlay for this next fiscal year, I added some stuff from the sheriff's department, because the maintenance department usually install some of the equipment and also pays the repair all of it. So I went ahead and talked to the chief and the sheriff and put some of their items that they had on their budget for capital outlay into my budget, since I have to repair it. So one of them is the boat lifts at the boat shed. Both of them are bad. Right now, the latest price I got yesterday for both of them to replace is around $45,000.
Each or both?
So what are we replacing inside?
The bladder lifts that they have inside the boat shed right now, all the brackets are rusted out, and the part of the bladders have holes in them.
Right? They do.
Yep. Part of the what now?
It's an air tank. So they got an air pump that pumps air into the tank and it rises the boat out of the water. They got holes in it. And plus the brackets that were supposedly galvanized are rusting out and they're broke. So you can't put a boat up on the lift out of water anymore. So they're on the trailer. So we were looking at I called the company that we bought those lifts from to try to replace exactly what we have. They never sent me an email back. I got a price from $7,000 to $15,000. Brandon is working with
the... Is there a reason why we wouldn't go with the cable lift system?
Well, we're looking at a different system, and yeah, I didn't get the email. Did he send you anything, Brent?
He didn't.
So he was supposed to send me. I gave him my email this morning. He was trying to get me. What's Brent's last name?
Dobson.
Well, where are they? What?
Oh, he does work for the sheriff department. I don't know what he actually does.
Nobody does.
you know him, I believe.
But he owns a company that he does work, and he did work for us with those 1078s. So he's like a jack of all trades. He does a little work here and there, yeah. But he is a person that knows a little bit about boats, especially with the lifts. So we contacted him. He said that he could give us or get us directed in the right way.
Yeah. Okay. And then he called me because he heard that I was checking into the lift and all that. So we butted heads together to try to get the information to see what happened, where we could actually get some kind of equipment to put inside a boat shed.
Because you got what boats do you keep on the lift? I know you keep
the Safe Boat and the Bay Boat.
And the Bay Boat.
So that $45,000 is a high price for both of them. But that is not a bladder lift. Price.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious because I just put one in my house, and I paid $6,000 for my lift. and it's an 8,000-pound lift. So,
well, we're looking at 10,000-pound lifts, and I did call the company and
But still not 15,000.
No.
Now, that bigger boat, I don't know what the weight on that big one, but that
Pathfinder,
that's not going to be, that'll be underneath 8,000 pounds.
Well, the lift we got is a 10,000-pound lift now, so.
Yeah.
But the price I got on those two 10,000-pound lifts was anywhere from $7,000 to $15,000 each. But Brandon was looking at a different type of lift, and he was supposed to send me the information. I didn't get the information to give it to y'all. And he told me that the price for both of them is going to be around $45,000, but it was a different setup. And I don't know what the setup is, so I'm just letting the court know that there's going to be a range from $30,000 to $45,000 for replacement of boat lift.
And I understand the whole moving capital to your side, but is that an okay deal, Penny, to move that over to there? Because tracking capital from in the maintenance that goes into the sheriff's department.
I think that's very confusing.
No, we did not talk to her about that.
Huh?
We didn't talk to you about that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You volunteered.
I did.
Well, but, yeah.
No, it's
that's
okay.
That's my only concern there is that it's a it's putting stuff that belongs into the jail capital into maintenance capital. I know you do the work and do all the maintenance, but then it gets confusing on tracking the money and where the money was spent in each department.
And the asset themselves.
And the asset itself.
So
I think what you're trying to say is you need to get the money out of the sheriff's department to do this and not out of your budget.
Right.
Hey, that sounds good.
Okay. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, but also the asset being not listed underneath you, it would still be
listed
there.
Yeah, he's taking
stuff out of his right.
He's doing the sheriff's
report. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we figure out the logistics of where it needs to be, but as far as right now, this is we'll listen to you, but at some point we're going to have to move that back over to the sheriff's department side. I just can't.
I think it's going to have to be bought in the sheriff's department's side as well, because then it's a matter of accountability.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, so y'all do have the next item on the list is the dryer for the jail dorm. Y'all have the paperwork on that one. The sheriff's department did get that price, so when chief comes up, you can. But that is the $12,000 is the price for the dryer to be installed at the jail dorm and to remove the other one.
Okay.
Next one is the gas stoves inside the kitchen.
And didn't we just replace?
We replaced the convection ovens inside there. That's what we had put in.
Okay.
And a washing machine as well.
Yeah.
Now it's a dryer.
So after, of course, that was $15,110 for both, not each.
For the dryer and the stove.
For the stove.
$115.
No, $15,000.
So we got two stoves.
Two stoves. They have two inside, one on each side of the vent hood inside the kitchen.
But it's the prices for both.
Yeah, the prices for both. They were like $6,500 each. The next one is a F-250 4x4 pickup truck to replace a 2007 in maintenance.
But that is in your department?
Yes, that is in my department. And the next one is an ice machine for the jail kitchen. I guess you can put that one back under the sheriff. They have two ice machines inside there. They have a backup, and the one that's going to be replaced is the oldest out of the two.
And how much is the ice machine?
$6,000. 500-pound bin. That's to replace the bin and the ice bed.
What price did you have on there?
$66,000.
Yeah, so
F-250.
I haven't got my printout yet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Then the next item is
Is that F-250
for
a replacement or an addition?
No, it's a replacement.
For a 2007 Dodge Ram. Of course, the price is the retail price. It's not the price that the county may pay, but
yeah.
I don't have that price from Sylvia Ford.
Well, if we mark that exact today anyway, it wouldn't last for the price wouldn't hold for 6 months anyhow. We have to be higher.
So the next item would be for the pod buildings. So I'm assuming that would be under my department.
Mm-hmm.
So these would be some fans.
You can say it.
I can say it. Some big ass fans.
I think we made Joel say it.
So it'd be one big ass fan, 14 foot per pod building, and they run $5,000 a piece. They're $4,600. You got to pay for it from Home Depot. They're $4,600 and some change. So I put $5,000 each because I don't know if that price will be there. It comes October next year. Mm-hmm. I mean, this year.
Are there not any other vendors with big fans like that?
I don't know, sir. We have an account with the Home Depot. I didn't look for. That's where Joe bought his, and we installed it. I just went with the same model that he had. Then I also put two more for maintenance shop, one for each building at a maintenance shop. These are just suggestions. Judges over there just.
Always ask.
That's it. That's what I'm here for, just to ask.
All right. What else you got?
Well, that's all I have on the capital outlay. The rest of it is one of these questionnaire things as far as adding funds to the buildings and grounds budget for all the projects that will be coming up as far as the veterans building, the JP2 building, the cement work at the pod buildings, road and bridge parking area. There's a centralized security camera system room for the sheriff department, $100,000. Now, I don't know if you want to put that back under the sheriff department. That would be something that maintenance would have to actually build.
About the security system?
Yeah, it's a real crime center for the sheriff department for that we would end up being remodeling in an area inside the county jail for all this equipment.
What are they currently monitoring with those camera systems now?
Deep, you're up.
It's the LPR system mostly. And then we'll put that in there, and then we'll put some analytical software and computers in there. Hopefully to put a GIS computer in there, and then put monitors up as well to keep all that going. So we're looking at a lot of automation working. Of course, we'll go try to get grants first.
Okay. And once we get a type of layout inside the room, we'll have to tear walls down, build walls to probably do some floor work and all that stuff inside that area to set it up for that center. And we'd need funds for doing that. Now, the last four things on this second page of order is just money, like $11,900 three times and $14,300 one time. That's the pod buildings on the electrical.
Is the upgrade on the electrical?
It would be. The reason that one building is different is just the length of the from where the meter the transformer is to the building. It's just the length of the cable and the materials. That's the difference in the price. Now that could change depending on some outcomes, as you know. That's the add parking spot on the south side towards the landfill. 96 by 25 foot parking area because Road and Bridge doesn't have. It would have already been done last year, but we run out of funds on the. We poured the lean-to slab and the additional parking cement in the back of the ELC to move all the buildings to behind the building. and didn't have enough money to, for the parking area. Well, if that's up to the court, if the court wants to continue to move forward on any of those projects.
Where are they parking now?
In the two or three spots they have.
Wherever they,
the building, or
the
they
grass.
Park? The grass.
Under the canopy.
Yeah, that's what
they're I don't want to throw Tracy under the bus.
Tracy on
and Kirk does.
Taking up his spot. So, y'all have any questions on any of the projects, funds? So, basically, what Kirk's asking is, go ahead, Judge.
The add-on, because you know, we've been talking about this and tossing it around, which at some point we need to do. So, the add-on, the veterans add-on, and for the precinct 2 building, that $75 for one and $50. For the other, so we're looking at $125,000, and that gives us a completed, finished product that, as far as the
that should give us enough veterans money.
Office moving over and JP being able to move it inside with the plans that you have sent us.
Yes, that would be able to give us the funds to remodel inside the veterans office for JP2, just for the courtroom area,
yep.
And tear down. There's a wall inside there that we have to tear down, but that should give us enough money to do the build-out on the inside for the veterans and the money to do the build out for JP2. The price of $75,000 is higher than what the quote is, but I don't know what the price will be to erect the building and pour the slab and do the plumbing come October of this year.
I got you.
I think there's $10,000, $9,000 difference in price. The $30,000 on the flooring, that's to remove all these carpet and all these rooms here that people have inside their offices. And I think there's enough funds in that price to also maybe be able to do the tax office to get rid of the carpet out there too.
Well, I don't have carpet, so am I first?
Well, it's not for the VCT tile, it's to get the carpet out.
Let's get those, to remove the carpet.
Like I said.
You don't have carpet.
I know. Our tiles are cracking. We have a hazard.
No. Well.
How much does it finish the wall that was taken out in the HR department?
I don't think we have enough money in the budget for that one.
This whole building needs to be gone. So I mean,
we're working on that.
Okay.
Oh, man, I left them in the truck. I had some things to give y'all, and I left them in the truck. There's some called some round to it.
I know it exactly. Yeah. Okay. I'd like to say, is that all? But is that all?
It is. Well, except for the air conditioners I may have to replace on the back of this building right here that for 17 years old, and I got pack 3 that's got a condenser coil that's leaking Freon out, and we just keep adding Freon to it, so we're getting price on the coils, and we're getting price for replacing the pack unit. They run around $12,000.
You were
so
better if that was all.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want you to get any surprises. But you think about it, what I'm asking for is another $500,000 line item 57550.
Yeah, but some of that is that is stuff that's going to have to go back to the sheriff's department.
Well,
no, not repairs.
Not all the repairs, because that's
security.
There's a total for capital outlay.
Yeah. So what's the additional need for $500,000 in repairs?
All this stuff up is $428,000 to do all those projects.
I do like it.
428.
Okay.
That's the 500,000. That's capital outlay. It's actually more than that.
Yeah, that 159.
Yeah, that changed to 178
separate.
178 20. Because of the price, because when I printed it out and emailed it to y'all, it was for the boat lifts from $7,000 to $15,000.
Yeah.
Now, of course, all that would go to the sheriff's office, according to the court. So that would change on capital outlay. The only thing I'd have on capital outlay would be the six fans and the F-250, and that would be it.
Ultimately, it all comes out of the same pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be about $110,000 for capital outlay on maintenance.
Okay.
And the other a request to the court is in capital outlay. There's $1 million in capital outlay for 57590. That's funds that was put in last year's budget for generators. We are still working on that project for generators. We want to roll that money over to next year's budget.
Yeah.
All of
that's the request. Yes, ma'am. The whole account number is 001-115-57590. Saved a little bit of money last year on purchasing of a trailer and a pickup truck, and that money went to buy a generator for transportation. It was $67,000, and I still have I think I still had about $12,000 left in that capital outlay. So the money I saved on purchasing of a new vehicle and a trailer, that went towards the buying a generator for transportation. Out of last year's budget.
How many generators is that $1 million cover? That's 10?
Excuse me?
How many generators is that $1 million
cover? It depends on the generator size. Quote for the adult probation building, to have one, it's $128,000. Just for one generator.
So how many generators do you want to buy?
Depends on how much the court wants you to put generators. We're buying generators for all four brand new projects.
Right.
So each one of those generators is
$66,000.
That's what you put on the monster.
And I got to put a generator at elections. I got about two generators for that purchase.
This year.
Generator for EOC, one of the engines just locked up, so I got to find out from the court and hopefully they want to go on that. I
have
to
price this back.
So 3 years ago, we bought a new engine, cost $65,000. A year to get it. I don't know how long we're going to replace the engine, we're going to replace the generator, or what. It's from 20.
You have a budget of $1 million, you said, not to buy the generator yet.
If we buy a new engine, is there anything else we bring on? I don't know.
No, just a $1 million. That's just generator. That's just a move, and that's just a carry forward.
That's just a carry forward.
Did I?
Booked it all off on the court.
I did.
You noticed that, huh?
Well,
the
I
judge is going to break his six-year streak if he keeps up.
I get their tutelage from them. You know, they tell me that.
Put it off on
that.
Let me talk first.
Yeah.
You don't need any help.
No. No.
Well.
All right.
So there is a change on the contractual service maintenance account. And I put on that spreadsheet the note due to the security cameras on the sailor.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the... Oh, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Contractual service, that one just went up.
Yeah, but you don't have the amount.
No, it only went up about $5,000. That's for all the...
Started 155.
Yeah, it's the service, 1 year service that we do on the chillers.
Yeah.
That part went up. And then the chemicals for the treatment for the cooling towers for the courthouse and the 1442 went up.
Yeah, so on this one, I mean, it's a request, but it's almost a have to request.
Well,
we have the cameras. We don't have it. You know, we'd have to take them off.
Yeah.
So that 160 is just about got to be 160.
So on the sailor account, the expenses went up. That's just due to the security cameras.
Yeah.
course, the other one, the 57550, is the request of $500,000 to that account to cover all the repair expenses for the next fiscal year. As you know, we're going to go and ask for money for to finish this fiscal year because we're down to $60,000. If the air condition in the back does go out, that's a $12,000 air condition. Both of them are 19 years old. I have to change them both out because if one's already eaten, the other one's going to eat it too.
Okay.
Then I got the cooling tower fan at the courthouse, the gearbox, the fan, the chassis and the gearbox and the fan, and the brackets that hold the fan. That's $67,000 to change out that all that equipment inside there to keep the water cool for the children at the courthouse. Went up because I changed one at the 1442 and it was only $38,000.
Nothing goes down.
No, sir. No. These are the requests from the maintenance department for the next fiscal year. And that's all I have. Y'all got any questions?
I always have questions.
Yeah. I'll try to give you the best answer I got, boss.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm losing.
Should have
went first.
Yeah.
I took all the money.
Yeah, that's pretty well done.
No sense of humor.
Thank y'all for coming.
That only took 30 minutes.
It's only 30 minutes.
So we're ahead of the program.
All right.
We good?
We are good, unless y'all have questions. Yeah. All right. Who wants to go next? Who's prepped? Tracy is ready to roll.
I'm ready. Still learning how to do this, so if I get off on something, you don't need to be just let me know.
We got it.
I don't know if y'all want to look at the capital outlay quotes I got for some equipment.
Make these all copies.
Yes, sir. Charlotte Bottom. They're all.
Yeah, this is this one.
Same order that I had mine in.
Can I make a copy?
Let me go.
No, I'll do it after.
Okay.
I'll do it after.
There should be no other. I made five. Should be two more colors.
Yeah, I don't know where. Check on one of these guys here. Check in one of the folders. And see, there's it. Give her that one.
That's right.
That's Trey Hans. Yeah. That's good. We'll make another copy for him.
Thank you.
The first one is another skid steer track loader. The one we have, I know we use it all over the place, and I believe we could use another one. It's up to you guys whether y'all think we need one. I know I've talked to a few commissioners about it. It's $115,000. And it's got a description on what all it has on the back.
And this is a high flow pump and everything on this one?
Yes, sir. This is actually bigger than the one we had previously purchased. Mm-hmm. This is like 115 horsepower. This is the biggest one. Biggest horsepower one they have right now.
All right, so I got actually on the price sheet it's 117,214, but on this one up front it's saying 115. So is 117 the correct price?
117
on the buy board.
Yeah, sheet. No, 115 is the correct price on that. I don't know why. Now the 117, that's the next one. That's the actual Doosan. That's a track.
Also another Devlon.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's just like our one we have purchased already. That it does get used all over the place.
That's the mini excavator.
Yes, sir. That's just like the one we purchased for the previous one. And it's $117,000. Yeah, it's just, they're just real close together for the same price.
What is that?
It's about a medium size excavator. We dig ditches across by it. We get an area of great holes, we take the whole road, we can't dig, and we just can't, we can't do it all the way, so we need to show about this.
That's two.
The next one. Well, now, this is a Bearcat chip spreader. It's Romco out of Houston. I talked to him. This thing has 233 hours on it. Now, this is a $500,000 machine. It's got 233 hours on it, and this price is $279,424. Our chip spreader has been here lately, has been messing up here. Quite often.
Quite a bit.
Still today, the rock doesn't get put out uniform. I don't know. They've tried to work on it. They've changed all the little doors and cylinders on it, but it's, yeah, anyway.
What's the second one?
That one's got more hours on it. That's a bigger one. That's a 10 to 20. But you're talking about 1,106 hours. And I just think maybe 10 to 20 is going to be too big for some of our roads. So the 8 to 16 would be probably about right. Well, some of our roads are 16, so right in the chip spreader we have now, it only does 11. So a 16-foot road, we have to come back, catch a little 5-foot, 6-foot section or whatever. And a lot of our roads are like that.
So we're looking to, they hold us a used piece of equipment until October, or you're looking at this?
Yeah, so because I'm looking at their deal, it's saying that the price is only good for 30 days. I mean, so we can't do anything until October 1st if we decided to do this.
Well, the only thing I could do is RPO it.
Yeah.
I could rent it to purchase. Everything that I rent it for goes to the purchase price is October. Huh?
I don't know that we can rent to purchase.
I think so. I mean,
and
an
LA.
What company are you buying it from?
Romco.
Yeah, are they a buyboard company or?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a question. I know we can rent it. We rent them all the time. I don't know that we can do a rent to purchase ahead of the budget.
Right.
It would just have to be in a room.
Well, I mean, if we rent it, we don't want it. Let's get it sent back.
If we don't buy it.
We can send it back. I can send it back 2 weeks. But, I mean, we can rent it to see if we like it. If we don't like it, we can say, take it back.
Yeah, you're not
we're not going to be out of money. You're not going to sign a contract where in October you're going to have to buy this. It's
so basically we'd rent it in a gentleman's agreement that he'd take.
No, he's going to have to. He'll give you an agreement.
I don't think we can. I don't think we can sign an agreement because we're ahead of the budget cycle.
Basically, we have to rent it right. And he'll a gentleman's agreement to take that off the price if we bought it come budget.
Well,
I'm looking at my purchasing lady. She's got a questionable look on her face.
There's a cop in the room, is all I'm saying.
I just
want to try that
skeleton.
Oh, I don't
know. See, if you want to look at this, this is a Brother Wagner from the same
thing. All right.
Okay.
So I'm gonna ask you a question here.
All right.
Probably do, so if you're kind of new to this.
Yes, sir.
You got, I'm going to say, three pretty big items here.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing one? That little $3,000 laser deal, that might be doable.
No, I need three of them, though.
Well, I'm just saying we got some chance there, but these other ones are pretty big. So if I was to say, okay, rank me one through three, if you only get one, what's your number one?
Boy, I tell you, be out of the mini excavator and the dead gum chip spreader.
We
we're going to continue to do roads like we're doing, I would say chip seal.
Yeah, I'm probably where I'd, I mean,
there you go.
I'd probably have to lean that way too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're gonna exceed 20 miles this year in roads.
We already have.
Yeah, we already have.
Number two. Yeah, number two would be the.
Another question. If we got towards the end of this year, have something we could move in the budget to cover one of these? Can we do that?
Yeah, I mean, if we still have money that's available within his existing budget before the end of the year, if he has money available, and he hasn't, if it's not for something else
right. That
you just hadn't purchased yet. But I think you've purchased all the stuff we approved last year, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing you're waiting on.
Equipment.
Yeah, equipment-wise.
And that we can buy a piece of used equipment is purchasable on the buy board, that's part of anything, that we don't have to go out for bids, that would be...
Yeah, if we have the funds available within his remaining budget this year, then he could purchase that this year with that, and it would go to next year's budget.
Okay.
But I don't know how much you got left, so.
Well, I've got some in, I guess, the shop budget, you'd say. I got road bridge, road material, and I got some in the shop budget. I'm talking about the shop as far as fixing our equipment, not the new shop.
Okay.
But anyway, them two would be the, I guess.
So that and the skid steer. The skid steer would be like number three?
Mm, yes, sir. And these lasers, I'll just put them on there because I need three of them, and it's going to be over $15,000.
But on that same deal, you could purchase those. If you have existing money right now, you could purchase those now.
I don't know how much I'm going to have because...
Yeah.
Road materials are getting kind of slim right now, mm-hmm. and I'm spending some in Precinct 1, and I'm probably going to be a couple hundred thousand in my road materials after I get.
Is this the laser that the crews use to set the grade on ditches and stuff?
So not the satellite.
No, this is the laser we use for our digging equipment.
So why are we only asking for three?
Well, I need... We got more grade awls going out now.
Okay, so you got three extra grade awls. Yeah.
And plus, I want another one because we got to send the calibration.
Right.
So I got to have one to keep somebody going while I send theirs in for
right.
calibration.
Okay. So it's for the two other grade awls. So each grade awl has a laser and then one extra so that you have one to fill
in. Yeah, because I got some out there right now that are throwing numbers or throwing, they're different every time they shoot.
I get it.
And so it's like $95 to get them recalibrated. So that's why I put three, so I could have one to put one in the shop, get it out.
That explains it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
There's some stuff here. I like I said, if we don't need to discuss it here, y'all can let me know. But this will affect my budget if we can do this. In the road crew, I have three operator twos, and I really don't need three operator twos in the road crew. And I have two truck drivers in the road crew, which them three positions are still available. What I'd like to do is take the operator two from the road crew, put it in a precinct, take the two truck drivers out of the road crew, make them an operator two, and hire one more person for an operator two in the other precinct. Because what we got, and I think commissioners talk about it, we got some people out there wanting to learn, and they're already learning, and they're on it. I mean, they're wanting to learn all the equipment we have, and if I don't have a position to put them, I don't think I'm going to be able to keep them. An operator two, I can get him to do a truck driver job, I can get him to mow, I can get him to do whatever, but I can't get a truck driver to go jump in a grade off and go dig a ditch, because
basically he's wanting to move positions and add one extra operator two and take away a truck driver. So he's not adding any positions. He just
I'm adding one. I'd have to add one.
Yeah,
you'd
be adding one.
I'd have to add one. I've got three. I've got one truck operator two. I'd have to take two truck drivers and make them an operator two, and then I'd have to get one more operator two to have that way. Each precinct will have three operator twos.
And you want that position to be an operator too?
Yes, sir. Okay. The CDO money are in my budget. Talking to Mike Jones, I think, is DOT, and we're gonna need to probably get some Class A drivers. We have some right now that come to us with a Class A. One's a foreman, I think. We just have a couple others. I mean, it's not very many, but we may need some Class A drivers. What it costs from a Class B to a Class A, it's going to cost us $900 to get them. And also now, looking at it,
that's a training for it.
Yes, sir. Looking at it yesterday online, it's federal. It's all this is federal. It's not state. So that's what Mike said. It's all federal. We'd have to get a tanker's endorsement on, like, for our water truck and our oil trucks because they hold over 119 gallons of liquid. And I don't know. I don't think that's going to be a lot. I mean, it just goes endorsement on your Class B, and I'm not sure how they get it. Like I said, I just looked it up, and they said it was anything over 119 gallons of liquid, you have to have an endorsement for a tanker. And we got two oil trucks and a water truck, so we probably have to get a few people with a tanker endorsement.
So the ones that we're sending the new hires for the mm-hmm. what does it cost to get an A for them?
Is okay, if
they're CDL.
If they don't have anything, it costs $1,900.
What does it cost for a B?
A B costs $1,500.
So it's just $400.
So $400 if we just started sending them to an A. Okay.
And have it covered. You know, there was a lot of talk about exempt stuff and all this and all that. Yeah, but there's nothing exempt about us. The only thing exempt is we are exempt from random inspections. So they can't just cool them in their roads. They get over our inspection.
Right.
So, but that's the only thing. So that cleared that up for me. I talked to the drainage district and them. They said they go with Class A's. And then if you go to a Pendle Hitch, that's a different Class A. So something way we didn't get done.
So currently, how many positions do we have that we have the CDL requirement on?
Well, it's going to have a...
All of them.
Well, I know they're all of them, but how many numbers?
I would have to see how many people that we have drives the oil trucks and the water truck. Because yeah. There's quite a few people who drive the water truck. And,
are you talking about for A?
No, I'm talking about for your endorsement.
That's
on your
for
tanker.
Endorsement.
All you have to do is get an endorsement on your Class B. Right. That's no big deal. The Class A now, like
so
I said.
So how many Class A's do you think you need?
Probably need a couple more at least.
Well, I mean, right now, do we have anybody with Class okay. A's?
We do, yeah. Because they come here with the Class A.
They come with Class
but
A. You need more than that.
We also may want to look at the county only requires Class B. And when they go take their license, we may have to reimburse them for that Class A to get them to keep it. I mean, I don't know what the driver... You know what I'm talking about? She's
here. Well, so this is brand new.
This is brand new.
I have not heard anything until just now.
Right.
So,
well, that's me as well.
Right. So this needs to be in a committee setting, okay. I think. And okay. I think it needs...
Okay. Well, I was just saying it's going to affect.
It would affect if we had
all,
just how much we're setting aside for CDL money right now.
Right. So we need to say how many currently have Class A and how many we're going to require to have Class A mm-hmm. as opposed to Class B and how many the court will pay
okay.
for that. And then is that reimbursement the same as what we're doing for the Class B or is that going to be different? And then is there a reimbursement cost for this? Tanker endorsement.
Does the tanker endorsement cost anything on there?
How many are we going to do that?
I mean,
there's a lot of rules.
Oh, I know. That's
Denise write up for that.
Well,
so
I understand. I just
she gets
like
paid
I said,
by the word. Okay. You know how that goes.
So. Anyway, it's coming. I'll get that information for y'all.
But, I mean, I think that we need to talk about how many we need to budget because we come back to the court twice or three times
twice.
This year.
We added to it one time.
So
added to his budget.
Yeah, that's what I thought the original thing was about.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think moving forward, if we do CDLs,
mm-hmm.
the reimbursement program, there needs to be an A.
I think that's where the change would be. But for the budgetary purposes, I need to know the difference. Okay. So the B cost, what we're paying now, mm-hmm. we're going to say, okay, all of those, instead of being a B, we need you to be an A.
Which is roughly
and we're going to pay that same deal. So instead of the 16, I mean 15, it's 19.
Right.
Okay. And whatever that endorsement is on an oil truck, we would probably need to know what that amount is. And then we'll budget a number, you know, try to budget enough positions for that at $2,100 or whatever it's going to be.
Right. I'll get you that information.
To cover that
like
cost.
Like I said, it just, spraying, I guess the vegetation spraying, it's like right now we're paying like $38,000 a spray. We do it twice a year. I didn't know if we could maybe budget that in there for, I really have no line item that says for spraying or vegetation. But anyway, I don't know. I'm looking into maybe us doing it ourselves. I know the drainage district does it themselves. It's a matter of set a truck up. I believe we could save some money doing it ourselves. Myself or Kellen go get the license, and everybody works under us. And we just have to log where we go spray, and they don't. The drainage district doesn't buy anything that you have to have a license to buy anyway. They just have a license. But anyway, that's just something we maybe look at.
So the $38,000, Commissioner Sal and I have been kind of dabbling in this. They spray one time and they want to spray again to make it work, quote unquote, the way it's supposed to work. I'm not comfortable with the spray that they did, although there's nothing we can do about it. I guess we just have to go on their word.
I'd like to go out for bids on it. I mean,
but I don't think it's going to be a whole lot cheaper either. That's why he's saying we just do our own spray and get a license and possibly do our own spray. And I think we can do a better job, too.
Well, I mean, I know we're missing spots because some roads, you know, may have just a small area.
Yeah, but we would have to know. So in that case, if that's the direction you want to go, we're already budgeting for the two sprays that we're doing now. Mm-hmm. We know that.
Are they set
points? No, they're not. That's what I'm saying. There's not nothing budgeted. Nothing.
But I mean, it's in your budget. You're using it in your budget.
I took it out of something, yeah.
Not specific to a line item.
That's what I put in dishes and drainage.
Yeah.
Dish drain. But if we're going to try to handle it in-house, what would I need to know? So we do, because it's going to take specialized equipment. I mean, you're going to have a sprayer. You're going to have a truck. You're going to have all that kind of stuff. So that's the cost that we need to be able to assign to something to say, okay, if we're going to look at doing this and we're going to look at doing it on our own, we're going to offset the $35,000 and we're spaying for one. Forget twice. I need to know what that equipment's going to be and the operator and all that kind of stuff that's going to happen.
Well, I figured our mowers, before the grass starts growing, our mowers could take the truck and go spray and then.
Yeah, and find out about our certifications and all that kind of stuff, because it is a chemical stuff. Because I know our, you know, got our wonderful mosquito lady in here, and she's handling it, but I know they have a lot of rules they have to follow and restrictions. So I can't imagine there's something that we're not going to be required to do to spray a chemical inside of it.
Yeah, we're going to have to log it.
Yeah,
That's what
The companies that do the spraying for the county, they come to 1442 and take our water So we're paying for all the water they're putting in.
Well, that truck's from Alabama.
But I mean, we're still paying funds
outside of the cost of
water. Oh, I know.
For water.
I think it's water bill. Thank you. All right. I got one more and I'll be done.
Okay.
I'd like to get training on the maintainer. We got two maintainers. We've been having one person, which is a foreman, to be able to maintain it. And I got some people getting on it right now, learning, and they're doing fairly good. But it's going to cost $10,000 to get A&M extension down. It's going to take like 4 days. And they come down with a simulator, and it takes 6 to 7 people he's going to train. They'll sit on a simulator for, I think, a day and a half, and then he brings them out to the field, and we actually do a road. Okay. So
does TAC do some of that stuff, or is that?
This
is the LTAP program.
Now, what I heard about that TAC or the LTAP,
it's not LTAP.
The test that they gave was not much of a test.
They said this. I don't know. I wasn't here.
Okay.
So anyway. It's A&M that's coming, not
extension.
Army.
They're essentially part of it.
Yeah. They train on all kind of stuff. I mean, they've got simulators and. I mean, you got two pieces of equipment, $500,000 piece. You'd be able to utilize it.
Is that for a certain number of people?
Yes, yeah, 6 to 7 people. He said he gets too many in the group class, and then he doesn't get the training.
So basically, one class is $10,000 for 6 to 7 people.
Yes, sir. 4 days.
Tommy does a pretty good job.
Thank you. He get all of it this time?
Yep. I'll get down there in between our meetings.
All right.
That's it.
That's it? That's not bad at all.
That's easy. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Just $750,000.
We did the first part hard.
$750,000?
Yeah. Well, you know, I always have to follow up behind Kurt.
Not to scare you, but you could have followed the rest
of them. Kurt, you don't get to come back up. This is a one-shot day. Do your one shot.
Now, this is Steve. This is your paperwork for the sheriff capital outlay.
Okay.
You said you didn't have it for the jail? The guards, the buggies, and all that. So, here's the paperwork.
Right up there.
Which one is it?
Well, I had it with me, but since I didn't put it in your
budget. This one?
Here. We'll take care of it.
This one?
I didn't want you to wear this in form.
All right.
Since you gave it to me, I can give it back to you.
Wait a second, you volunteered for it.
I did. But I didn't follow through on my homework about where the budget needs to be.
I mean, Chief, I got a question, Chief, because you know you know, Kurt gets up here, he's all alone. He has no support team in the audience. He's by himself, you know. Tracy gets up here, he got one guy, Kellen. He got one. Half the room is your people.
Hey,
yeah. I mean, what are you talking about? Either you can't do it on your own, or you're, so what are you trying to tell us?
I think they're here to watch me and make sure I don't.
There you go.
It's the sheriff's in them.
I was just, to make sure you was there.
I thought it was big enough.
I was just thought I'd ask. I mean, it was kind of, it's kind of noticeable. Well, I think you're up, buddy. I think you are up.
This is going to be a show.
Woo!
You can do it.
A show.
Richard Howard.
Popcorn? I made
handouts.
Yeah, those blue roofs.
Oh, yeah. That was priceless.
He said he was going to put a blue roof on our roof, and I said, okay, it's going to take 221 blue sheets to do it from Walmart, and I had the prices and everything for him, so he
got a copy.
Yeah, he's got it.
We even get to keep the clip.
Yes, sir. Actually,
next year he'll ask for more clips in his budget. I got mine. You want to let her have one? Okay. You have one?
I printed the one you sent me.
Okay,
so I
have
one.
This won't take that long.
No.
We're going to do some hypnosis here. So last year we did a deep dive after our last budget to see what we could cut and what we can put in and what we can reuse. So with that being said, we've been doing budget pretty much for the whole year and looking at things that we really need instead of the things that we want. So looking at the budget for this year, if you would have go ahead and turn to page 3 on the capital side of it. Or page 6, I'm sorry. Kind of outlines what we need. There's definitely a need for 11 units. We have 6 units for patrol, dedicated support, 3 units, 1 for narcotics, and 1 for the jail vehicle. The CID vehicle and the jail vehicle are both down. We have a blown engine in the jail vehicle, so that's a replacement. The narcotics unit, we don't really know what's yet, but other than the engine's not working in it, that's got 160,000 miles on it. And then on the patrol units, we're looking at 6. And a lot of those units are high mileage units. They're ranging around 150. Next year, we're actually looking at probably 170,000 miles on those vehicles. So we have a lot of breakdown. We've had a lot of repair calls, too. And then on the support vehicle, we're asking for 3. And the support side of it is they got extremely old vehicles that are broken down. We had two incidences this year that they broke down in other parts of the state where we had to tow the vehicle back with the deputy. And the good thing is they didn't, the first time they didn't have a inmate with them, the second time they did. So we had to get an inmate picked up, our person that was transferring, the person was a juvenile, so we had to go jump through hoops to get that done, and it was like at 2 o'clock in the morning. So we're asking for 11 vehicles. With those 11 vehicles, we're asking for is that we have equipment now, and usually the output or the upfit for those are like $31,000 a piece. I think with some of the equipment or a lot of the equipment we have now, like the radios, we have six M500 watch guard systems that we didn't put in the new cars that or any of the other cars when we had the upfit for the cloud, so we kept them out, and then we had other items too as well that we can actually save money, and we're going to be probably saving over $100,000 just in the upfit for all 11 cars. But with that being said, with these 11 vehicles, and I know there's a lot of vehicles to be asking for, I think that we're looking to get over the hump, over the hill, hopefully this year, and next year we can get into a process where we'll ask for the same amount of vehicles every year. So we're looking to do that. We're looking at standardizing it and making sure that we have good vehicles out. With the descriptions of the vehicles on number 6, and you'll see what we have a lot of problems with the vehicles that we're replacing, and that's where we're at, and then we get the breakdown of all the vehicles, and with the breakdown of what kind of equipment they're going to take versus the equipment that we have right now.
Did you ask for another one last year?
We did.
What's the cost for those 11?
$860,000 right there.
For the patrol, and then we have $73,000 for the one unit that we need for the jail.
Where?
What's the total cost?
I added six.
Well, our capital, our total cost for the capital is going to be. Yeah, we have $471,000 for the patrol vehicles, and we go to Silsby, $73,000 for the expedition for the jail, then $76,000 for the for Silverado for narcotics vehicle. I got the breakdown here. I learned last year that, especially from Commissioner Crahan, he's not here today. He asked a lot of questions on totals. So what I tried to do in my packet here is put every total I can think of from the capital outlay to what we're actually asking for. For more for any of the operational service charges too as well.
All right. So, and that's, look, I just go to the end because that's where it's at for me. That's where I have to live at is where the total dollars is, and I get the deal. So I'm just looking at right now. I'm on page 16 of 121, which I think is your budget summary page.
Yes, sir.
Start your budget summary page, and it has two pages for that. All right. So I'm just looking at that. So at... on 740 and 743, your original budget amount requested an increase and decrease. So they're both increases, and I'm looking at this $1.8 million and some change. Right?
Yes.
Increase. All right, then we go to, I guess, the personnel benefits and all that's kind of in there with travel equipment. So you're looking at $1.2 million additional there. $1.3 really is $1.285. Am I reading that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And the overall, I got the overall on the last page as well.
Yeah, so the overall, yeah.
Now, that's with the increase for the salaries. Last year, we didn't do anything with the salaries because we didn't really know what to do. But this
well,
year,
salaries are built into your, because of the association contract, it's already built in. This year, it's not. I mean, it's going to be an additional deal because the country, but if we do anything for anybody else, we have to do the association.
And so that's what we're worried about too, is that if something changes, well, how do we change this unless it just changes on the house end? I mean,
well, so in the current contract, the way it exists right now is if we do, because you're in the extension, or not they're an extension period. Anything we do for anybody else, they get as well during the extension. So that's that. Again, that's built in already to whatever we're going to do. So you don't really need to necessarily ask for anything for personnel because we're already doing that on that side of it. You know, there's the ones that are not part of the association and stuff, and they would fall under whatever we do for everybody else anyhow. They're going to fall into that category already. All right, so your total, I guess you're totaling, am I looking, because that's here. So combined known request is 1.9 million.
Yes,
some change.
With the increase. And that goes along with the salaries that we put in there, too, because we put a 10% increase in there, along well with the proposed for the overtime, the both sets of overtime.
Yours are just not colored. Look, go to page 16 of, I guess, of 121 is how he's got it labeled. 16 and 17.
And their SB22, since SB22 doesn't pay for any overtime, but it's a part of your considered part of the base salary, the SB22 increases the amount of overtime. Okay.
And we I try to put reason why in there too. All of it at the beginning too. So that's the biggest part of our budget that we're asking for is 11 patrol of 11 vehicles with three divisions involved in it.
Okay.
The next thing is going to be the jail. They're asking for a software program that is helps them with risk reduction and compliance requests. It's supposed to be something that organizes their medical, their health, their whatever they're doing with medicine, and it keeps everything HIPAA complied. So they're asking for $39,000. Actually, yeah, $39,000 to start off with on this, and then it'll be $13,000 reoccurring.
Is that 4% automatically included? I mean, is that part of the contract? Because some of them are saying now
that
it's an automatic 4% increase.
I'll check and make sure, but I think it will be in the contract.
Not a fan of software packages.
Yeah.
They never cost what they say they're going to cost.
Ever. No, and we're still trying to fix film in some areas.
Yeah.
So they're between overtime salaries and scheduled overtime.
Scheduled is holiday.
Scheduled is holiday.
And then overtime is just
actual.
If they have to call in for overtime or that. But scheduled is just on holiday.
The next item is breathing apparatuses that the jail need. One of the courses of the last inspection, they said that their apparatus is getting old. Due to the course of the commission of the jail standards requirements for that, they have to have apparatuses in certain parts of the jail, and so that's the reason they're asking for 6 units at $21,000, $21,400.
That's the total, though, right?
So,
that's
right.
Which page?
I do have some good news at the end of this. So.
Okay. I tell you,
yeah,
no,
but I would leave that for last to give that positive atmosphere. Next thing is the narcotics is asking for $11,996 remote camera. We have two. It's on here too to get them fixed. So they're asking for it, but. We do have ones that we do need to get fixed. Also, a fence and gate. One thing I learned about being in the sheriff's office is narcotics is very needy.
In the sheriff's office, not?
Yeah.
Well, they put needy into a different category. Now, the fence and gate is a fix where the bat cave's at so they can go drive in and out with a clicker, and they can it rolls back and forth. So that's the biggest price or the biggest reason for that. And The good news on the radios is most likely all the radio systems that we have right now, the 6,000 systems, the 8,000 systems, and the car radio that we have are not anywhere close to end of life. So we're looking at making a transition to the newer radio, but I think that we'll be good for a few years, and then we can start looking at actually going to grants and buying those radios too, the new radios. The new radio is the one that we're asking for. It's called an APX N70. It's a cheaper one of out of the two that they sell. They sell a dual band and a single band. This is a single band radio. Right. And it runs about $7,000 a piece. So we're looking at doing a lot of them under the grant instead of buying here. So, but the good thing is I think we're good with radios for a long period of time. We're trying to get some of the older radios out of the system, 2500s. They are end of life, and they will not firmware update. So
we're good until Motorola.
What is besides they won't change. So I want to go back real quick, though. I mean, I don't know if you actually got to this, but I'm looking at all these pages that you had in here. But one of the things, so salary. Let me make sure I'm going to say this right. Salary stabilization program.
That's when I calculated the salary, it was based on our minimum number. And so 10% over that is
minimum
like...
Minimum number of...
Employees.
Okay.
Well, not minimum number. If we had a full staff and the new people are making their beginning wage. And so we took that number and said, okay, let's put another 5 or 10% on top of that to make sure that we wouldn't run out of money. Okay. So that's a stabilization to make sure that if we do that on that course of action, that we have enough money for the whole year. And the last thing on capital is a pro moving target system. This system is used at the range. It's a system that moves back and forth for making it more believable if somebody's moving back and forth. So,
yeah, and that's...
how much is that?
That's going to be $4,632.62.
And the gate was going back to that, but the gate at the narcotics was $9,200. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And we have a different vehicle here on the jail, Ford Expedition.
It's an Expedition. That's what they wanted. I guess they...
Is there something else in that? Because it's $134,000. Is there something with
there that? There is. On their capital, they do have two other capital items. They have the... the software, and they also have the breathing units.
Okay.
The jail vehicles up there with the 11, included in the 11, or is that on top of the 11?
No, it's up there with the overall narrative, but it's in a different line item number.
Right, but it's in that 11 count. Right?
Oh, yeah, the 11 vehicles that we need.
Okay.
And let's see, make sure I covered everything. Just a few things in capital. Anything else, Sasha? That's it. And then what we did with the rest of the budget is that we went through and tried to figure out what was going to be elevated next year in price. Gasoline was one of the things that we're worried about.
It's dropping now.
It is. Hopefully we don't have any more wars. So we went with a 5% increase for that, and a 5% increase across the board on a lot of the operational stuff, just to make sure that we would have enough in our funds to cover it. Now, we have been sliding on some of the funds, or not sliding, but been running out, and that's where we had some increases that we needed to keep those operational funds going. One of the ones that we really needed was renewal for copiers. We have a new copier, and the renewal for the service charge has went up, so we didn't realize that was going up. And those are the oddest things that you can think that would go up. So some of those... we did go up in our budget for rentals and repairs, we went up in also our budget for adding for data because on 740, because we're adding unlocks to our CellBright system, and that was something that we needed this year for sure. So we're adding 15 unlocks to that, so that whenever they get into a phone, they'll be able to do the bypass the password, and CellBright charges separately for those unlocks, and that's going to run about $5,000 for 15 of them. We've been borrowing them from Vider, so I don't think Vider's going to keep letting us do it.
Exactly.
That was strategic there.
you're working on these eyes pretty good.
Small capital increase.
Yep.
And my sheriff wanted to change it all the time too. He's like, "Good Lord." So that's our biggest items, and that's our wage. How much we're looking at advancing towards that as well. I think it's overtime. They make sure I covered everything. And the full supplies that went up a lot. One of the things in that budget with chemical lab supplies is that we went to a different vendor this year, and they're charging us more. So we can see that line item is going to go up, especially for next year. Bulletproof vest. Next year, we have a lot of renewals and a lot of people that are having to change their vest in for expiring. That's the reason we have 135% increase of that, because we know that it's going to take a lot more vests to put those deputies in. So we went and dug that out. And then and the contract services, too, that was for the renewals. And I think that's pretty much it. Oh, the new uniforms. We did put money into the new uniform budget to increase the uniform budget to compensate that. The uniform budget, because we are going to get new uniforms for support and for the jail. We're changing up what they were wearing to as well. That's going to be, it depends on where you're at. On the 740, you got that number, Tasha? You can see it.
The photograph,
yeah, 743, which is the jail. We're going to go up from a 9,000 to 15,000 to put new uniforms. They don't need much other than a shirt. They can probably wear the same pants. We're just going to change that. And the uniform budget for the officers, they run about.
Oh yeah, well, it is. Yeah, it's tough.
They want to run about $1,000 a piece.
5,421
is that uniform? 740. 5,421. So, Chief, is a total.
Going up
25,000. Total, I guess. End of the day, last bill, your total ask in increase is how much? I mean, it's just everything combined, just a number.
Yeah, I think on the capital side of it, it's going to run over $900,000 just for the capital.
Okay.
So, and that's the biggest part of it. And then the other increases.
Well, that's just vehicles is covering $900,000.
Yes.
Okay. So, but everything together that you've asked for is how much?
The total cost?
I just want to make sure I'm looking at it the same way you're looking at it.
Yeah, $1,900,000.
$1,900,000. Okay. These are all your quotes.
And then we'll add the lifts in our budget too, if we can amend that as well. Yeah. The boat lifts.
The boat lifts, instead of it being under the maintenance side, would be under this side.
Huh? It only took me a few days to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, a bigger font, but. So,
it's crazy. We was able to, for the boats, this year get a grant, and we did a lot of fixing on the boat. So the safe boat and
and the 1078 we fixed. So we shouldn't be good for the next couple of years on the budget.
We did a lot of work to them.
We've got, I mean, and look, I just want to, as we're kind of going through this, because I've had this discussion with some other folks already, but, you know, when we, just the case scenario, so everybody's kind of aware of where we are when it comes to our financial stuff, you know, when it comes to our tax base, when it comes to everything. We have a revenue cap of 3.5% that's in place. Based off of tax, I haven't got final numbers. I won't get them till July the 25th to August the 5th. They have 10 days to give them to me. Inside of that, based off of that revenue cap, if we were to increase, of course, we all know what no new revenue rate means. No new revenue means there's no new revenue. It's flat. So we did that last year. The stuff that we bought last year, the stuff that we purchased out last year, we did out of our reserves because we were high. We got above our normal reserve level, and we were able to do that out of reserve. Without raising our taxes on our folks. We're not going to have that luxury this year. Okay? So, keeping that in mind, if we did the full 3.5% and went with that, we're probably still only looking at that equivalent of about $3.5 million. I can tell you right now that about $800,000 of it to keep our insurance rates what they are, to keep our 100% employees and all the different things that we pay for right now today, and that includes that's health insurance, active and retirees, that's our insurance on all these buildings. We have 90-something buildings and 200 vehicles and all those different things right there. That's going to take about $1 million of the $3.5 million.
That's the
So, you know, it doesn't take long to eat up $3.5 million. So the whole point of that is there's, at the end of the day, I'm going to have about $1 million to $1.5 million if we chose to go that tax rate to spread out amongst everything else. So what ends up happening is I got to decide, do I give everybody a raise, buy a little bit less equipment, or do I buy more equipment and give everybody a smaller raise? Because that's where it is. I mean, at the end of the day, that's how I have to look at it. Okay? Because I don't have enough money to do it all. And there's certainly not enough money to do. Look, everybody's request, not just y'all's, but everybody's request is going to be far and above what we have the money to do. It is every year. That's nothing new. But that's the decisions that we sit up here and we have to make is, do we take care of people or do we take care of a car? You know, sometimes we have to get the cars. We have to. But there's sometimes we don't need the cars. I need the people. You know, the only way I'm going to keep the people is try to give raises. And so that's the balance that we've got to find with that. So whenever, now my whole point to that whole story is everybody deserves more money than they're going to get. It's just that's how it is. And then, but if I don't have people, the best equipment in the world don't drive itself. Whatever it is, whether it be police car. So I got to try to take care of that side.
Yeah. I call that.
Not yet. Yeah, I'm sure they're trying to figure out a way to do that. We're not there yet. But when we come to doing it, the stuff that we're going to say, okay, we're going to be able to do, and the stuff that we're going to say, and I'm going to tell this to everybody. It's not just y'all, but, you know, the road and bridge has already left, but I've already told them the same thing. When we say, if we don't do something you ask for, it's not because we don't think it's deserved and that you need it. It's just because we just don't have the funds to do it. I mean, we live in a tax world, and that's the only place. We don't sell stuff. We don't build widgets and sell them and make money. We tax folks, and we try to keep that as minimal as possible. You know, and sometimes it's because that's the only place our revenue comes from. So when we're looking at that, you know, and I've got a whole lot of departments that I got to spread a couple $1 million around. You know, and so there's no way I can, you know, I mean, I pick on you, but you happen to be on stand here. But there's no way we can do $2 million in one department because then nobody else gets zero. I mean, and so that's just not going to happen. And I try to be as honest as I know to how to be whenever people are coming up here and asking for their stuff because I know we want it all. But we also, you know, whenever I ask the person whether they'd rather have their dollar or they'd rather have a new printer, they probably want the money.
Yeah, trust me, sir.
I know you know.
Yeah.
What I'm just saying, because whenever it comes in, I mean, and I try to lead these off like that because I just think that everybody needs to know that what we're having to look at, what I have to look at when I'm getting, because right now I'm putting all these numbers together that will be, you know, presented to the court at some point when we ever get down the road. But, you know, when we recommend and we would come up with what our budget numbers are, those are the things I try to take into consideration. And I try to put I try to balance it out with enough money for our folks to give raises to the people and then try to buy some equipment that we know we need. You know, but what I'm saying need is, I mean, you heard me earlier. If I got to go 1, 2, 3, if you give ranking me what you need, what do you need? Because what's your number one? Because I can't do all of them. You know, so
Yes, sir. We're looking at a lot of grants this year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Real-Time Crime Center will probably be done with a grant, and then some other grant that will defray the cost on the radios.
Yeah.
There's two grants for that, so we'll should be able to get into that. The good thing is, it looks like now, I'm pessimistic at first, but it looks like now the radios will be good. Even y'all's radios are good, so I'll check them out. So those 6,000 radios, the good thing is Motorola, when they were transitioning to these new N70 radios, that they were having some issues beginning with the radio, so they just went ahead and kept the 6,000.
Yeah.
So I think we're good on that. And then I have one more thing to make sure that we present is the BPOC. And I know that Rudy has some more information on that. So, making sure that we do ask for some money. Now, there's some other plans in place that we will get with Lamar University. I think that's our driving force to get them involved in it. So it's a dual or a team effort whenever we do an academy, and they'll take care of all the pay and everything else. But if that doesn't happen, we did ask for a BPOC to go again next year. So, and I do have the numbers.
Well, let me, and I was looking at your paperwork on that. I want to make sure, because currently the way they're doing it now is the inmates. Hopefully not. The people that are coming in for training, they're to get to be a certified officer. So they're currently paying for that themselves.
They are.
The school's paying, goes through the self, and then that at the end of the deal, that money comes back to us once it's done. If I'm understanding what you're asking for us to put $50,000 towards that completely, that's the number I saw.
Yes, sir.
So $50,000 just towards the training, to where they're not paying for any of that, we're paying for all of it completely out of our budget.
Yeah, to make sure that we're doing it correctly, about standards that the audit. Yeah.
So that would be an additional $50,000 into the sheriff's budget for the school.
Yes,
the program.
Sir. Okay. But some of that would be paid back through the tuition and everything else.
Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure I was understanding that
correctly.
Yes, sir.
Did I forget anything?
You're asking them?
Yeah.
They're supposed to be my help.
Yeah.
I think that's it. That's most of our biggest things, and I think that everything else, I think this year was a good year for staying within their budget, so we didn't have to do line item transfers. We're just trying to get it where we're comfortable within the money that we asked for, and so we don't have to do anything else to rebudget that money.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, because I want everybody to know, because I will be spending, as we all will, probably an exorbitant amount of time in Boston this year. But we have this pending bill. I think everybody's heard me talk about it. If you hadn't, I'm sorry, because I've tried to tell everybody. But if they, the push this year is to have a zero rate tax bill passed, which is basically no new revenue rate. Period. I'll say that again. Okay, that will be extremely painful for everybody, because if we go zero rate, there's nowhere for that revenue to come from. We went out of voted people. By the way, we get 6 weeks to push that if they do it, because we have to have it. If we have to go to a vote, we have to do that in a 6 week period of time. It won't happen. If they do that, these discussions next year will be a whole different direction, because we're not going to be asking what you need. We're going to be asking where can you go to cut it, because it's going to have to be cut tremendously to do that. There's no way to go from that. We're trying to fight that. I'm not sure what the state's direction on that is, but I can't fix roads if rock keeps going up. I can't put sheriff's vehicles on the street if vehicles keep going. And it's not going to stop. So I don't know what their answer to that is. Software packages, like I said, y'all know. I'm not a big fan of it, because every time we buy a software package, if we pay $20,000 for it this year, it's $30,000 next year and $40,000 the year. It's just that deal. And they're not taking any of that in consideration. And, at the end of the day, the only thing that we do is protect our people and provide for our people. And if I don't have money to do that with either the materials I need and the people I need to do it, I don't know what they think we're going to go. But, we got to be prepared for that.
Just take this year, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're asking.
Insurance is roughly $800,000 more this year than it was last year. So if we're at zero rate, where do I get the $800,000?
To keep to maintain our same insurance.
To maintain right where we're at.
It's a lot.
I can tell you, it runs about $1.2 million year in, year out to operate the county the exact same way we did the previous year. And that's just because of inflation costs. And that's not giving anybody a dime, a penny, or nothing. I mean, not buying an equipment, not spending any money other than what we did.
Yeah, we've been doing our own GIS work, and hopefully that's will get us SharePoint too, so we can do our own programming work.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, is that's the stuff that we're facing ahead of time, and so you know, I'm trying for my my best to try to make sure that we do as best we can for our people this year, because if it does pass. We've been very fortunate over the last several years. We've been able to maintain it and not do that. But if it does, and I think it will, then you know there's no doing that anymore. So that's why I'm really leaning heavy that way this year to make sure that we can do our best to try to take care of that. But it's going to be a it's not going to be a fun time, I can tell you.
Well, I'm going to go home and pray for a miracle.
Twice.
Well, you know, it sounds good. It looks great on paper, you know, to say that we're not going to do that. That we're going to that we're going to do have a zero rate every year. But if you can't maintain anything you do with that, I mean, I wish Tracy was here because he'd tell us what our rock cost was last year compared to the previous year. And it's not the same, you know. So I'm not sure what the thought is there. But anyway,
that's right. We'll just be still working hard.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. All right, I think that was the last one for the day. Well, no, I think they're just here because we had only three scheduled.
Yeah, I came on the court last
time. So what do we... That was the only three we had scheduled today, right?
Wasn't
that everything? I think I'm everybody else was here just to see how it was going and how it was going to happen.
I think it was like this. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because we just had a schedule for the big three. But well, I mean, if you want to go today, I mean, we got. Who else is here to do that? All three of you, huh?
Just here to be nosy.
Who's being nosy? What?
You?
Hey, look. Hey, I want you to know because my old eyes can still read it too. But if I keep reading, so if you want to go ahead and go with your one item, we can go ahead and do yours if you want to.
Yeah, let's get it out.
We haven't adjourned yet.
I'm here. No,
out of here. Thank you, sir.
I hate to even say what I'm asking for.
No, you're fine.
Guess what it is? It's software.
Software.
You're getting it over with.
I'm just getting it over with.
You know. I will tell you that the software stuff is necessary, and it's going to become a necessary evil even more as time goes on. There's just no way around it.
It's just going up.
It is probably one of the most uncontrolled cost additives that we can ever have.
It is. Well, it's a new jury system.
Okay.
So the jury system that we have now is 15 years old. It's on the server here at the courthouse. The server doesn't always. We've got to constantly restart it. It's not doing what it's supposed to do. The software company wants us to go to the cloud. They've been bugging us for the past, I don't know, 5-6 years. They have a new system. And so I got a quote on theirs, but I also have a couple of other ones that I want to look at that are a little bit cheaper.
Okay.
So it's right now, I think they're quoting, for us to go on it to Genesis was $30,000, and then every year after that it's $18,000 for this, what we're on right now.
Okay.
The one that I really want to go with,
that's more than you're doing right now.
Right, what we're doing right now is like 9,000 we're paying.
Okay, so but the new program would be 30,000 initial.
Initial.
And then
18,000.
Is that additional 18,000 on top of your maintenance you're paying now, or is it?
It's total. Replacing. It's 9,000, so it's going up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Now I do have another software system that I really really like, and I think that one's going to come in around 15,000 to 16,000.
Initial.
Yeah.
And maintenance, yearly maintenance.
Yes. So it'll go up a little bit more.
Okay.
I really like this other one, but
yeah.
I can't talk about it until August.
Okay.
I'll tell you later about it.
Do you have a potential cost estimate on it? Even if you say, do you have a potential cost estimate on it?
On the one that I really want to go with?
Yeah.
What he told me was he would go below anybody that I've... any quote that I get, he will come under it. And he gave me a quote about $15,000-$16,000 is what he would probably to initiate it and the yearly after that.
Yeah. So my purchasing lady did 2.5 flips with a half twist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you got a bid. And so, yeah. And I don't know if you can tell your quote bids, can you? I don't think we can do that. We can do that.
Do what?
Tell them what their price is so they can go under it. That falls into a really bad area.
I didn't tell him.
Okay. I'm just saying, just be careful with that because that can disqualify someone from being able to bid.
Okay. Right?
If
you start telling him what
I didn't tell him,
and he could get disqualified.
I didn't tell him.
Yeah. Okay. And that was it for you.
That's easy. I was going to try iDocket, but I think I'm going to cancel that. Okay. So iDocket. Now that we're with Tyler, iDocket. If we get into their system just to look at, let's say a document didn't come over.
Yeah.
They want to charge us to get in it to look at our documents in their system. And so...
Is that just...
Yes, we do. But sometimes you need to get in because it didn't... The documents.
So that's some of our residual stuff. So why didn't the documents migrate over?
Well, that's computers.
That's the question.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I thought that was why we got away from
iDocket.
It was all the issues we were having with actually accessing it.
Yeah.
So iDocket is with Tyler?
No,
iDocket is separate.
We still have their software package on our systems, and we can get into it because our documents are here on the server. Mm-hmm. But to access them, you have to go through iDocket to look at the documents.
And so, since we're not with them as our operating system anymore, they want to charge us for each individual one.
And it's like $375 a month.
What are they on? If you have to go find
a server, they're a server up in MIA. So they'll stay there forever.
You've got to access their software to get in it.
Yeah, to be able to look at it.
Because it was created in iDocket to original to begin with.
So our server, our documents. But to be able to look at it,
yes.
You got to go through their system.
Computer people.
Yeah. We do have another way to kind of look at the document.
Print it all.
Lisa and I have been talking about this.
If you try to sneak that.
Print it all out.
So you can
get
so much done
that
there's...
No, we don't use iDocket anymore. No. We switched from iDocket to Tyler as the system that they do the records on. But there was remaining documents in iDocket. Yeah. And when they need to go look at those, they're wanting to charge us, or they do charge us,
to
go look at iDocket when they have to go look at the documents that are still in iDocket.
And now we're something else?
We're with Tyler right now.
We're already with Tyler.
Our documents are there. They copied them and put them over. But sometimes when we get into Tyler... We go to look at a document, it's not there. Well, we can go back to iDocket and see.
So it's there.
The thing you're asking for is to get away from Tyler and go to something else?
No.
Which is what I think you're asking for is do you want to set up like
a view only access
where we just pay a contract? Because right now she's having to pay $300 and something.
They want us to pay $375 to look at it.
So is there have they told you what the price is if we just had a view only?
That's $375.
Okay.
Full access is like $3,400 a month. And I was like, no, I don't need full access.
Rid of them people.
I did too. Well, I think I'm not going to do it. We have another way to look at the documents. It's just not as easy.
Yeah.
Okay. Harder to find. I think we're just going
to
go.
So
with
you
that.
Need funding for the. You need to put in some additional funding for the $350 viewing.
Probably.
Twice. Okay. Do you have an idea how much that is a year? How many times you need to use those documents?
Well, it's monthly. I think it doesn't matter if you get in at once or none. But
okay. $350 a month. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we sue them for not bringing everything over?
So that'd be probably if we put $4,500 in a view only iDocket line item, then we would be covered.
And I think I can actually pay that out.
Again, did I say how much I don't like software programs?
Yeah, I can probably pay that out of my records management fund.
Okay. Do you have enough in it to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ask them if it's not just a monthly basis, if they do the annual one time.
The annual. If you do the annual, you have to sign a contract with them.
Yeah, we don't want to do
that. If you do it monthly, you don't have to sign a contract, and they'll just charge you monthly, and you can cancel it at any time.
County clerk
need the same? Are they running into the same issue?
That's what I was asking. We're not fully out of iDocket. Our miscellaneous is still in iDocket, and we are doing our conversion. Like, that's what we're doing.
She called you.
I'm sorry.
That's all I have.
You love that, don't you?
So,
Chris.
I plan to do that, but I actually have a meeting tomorrow with Dr. Harris to see the software program that I need to look at.
Yeah.
I'd rather go to that first if I wasn't scheduled for that.
That's
I'd rather get any more information before.
That's fine, Lee.
That's fine.
Because I'm going to come here and say I have a meeting tomorrow, I can get any more information.
But you know you're going to have to. You're going to have to purchase something.
Okay.
Because we don't have a choice. You know. And so basically what it comes down to it is I need just an estimated cost value to that. You know, the details and stuff, that's you. You know, what we need is an estimated cost value to have to buy this because we have to buy a new system because the other companies
went out of business.
Gone.
So the quote that I gave you would be the house that I would consider. So
okay.
You have that.
Okay. Go ahead. Come on.
Okay. You can call me today.
You got all this encouragement from all your friends out there.
I am just glad that the sheriff's office went first. I'm glad that the sheriff's office went first.
There's no more money left. Why are you
yeah, it does make that, yeah. I thought everything was a no for me pretty
we're
much.
We're looking for a loan.
So I spoke with some of the commissioners. I did not get in touch with Trahan. He's the only one that I did not speak with just because I know that his wife's ill. I didn't want to bother him. I did call him, though. So our software that tracks the trucks track when they are spraying and when they are not. Is going getting out of the software business. We acquired that between 2016 and 2019. Some of it was with grants. We brought spray units and the tracking. MTS is the company that we're with. They recommend that we go with this Frontier company, and then they want to charge us to upgrade what we have now so that it is compatible with Frontier. And all that felt really awful at first because I thought I didn't have an option, basically. Yeah. But I've looked at other options since then, and I've spoke with Harris County, Brazoria County, Chambers, Galveston. All of them use Frontier and are happy.
Okay.
It does more than what we can do right now, so that's a plus. I realize it costs a lot, but it is a plus. And you can also add on later for even our surveillance system and all that. We could do more with it. I spoke with another company this morning through a video call. They don't do as much as we had before. Of course.
We don't want to go down.
Exactly. And it seems cheaper now, but it's not really. It's kind of like buying a car outright or financing it because they want to charge you yearly way more. So I didn't like the idea of that. So if you're right, if we have to buy something, I would say that that would be the most that we would have to pay is the quote that I sent you that was, I think, $46,000 with Frontier. And then MCS would charge us about $12,000 to upgrade. So I gave you that total.
So why is MCS being the one that would upgrade us if they're getting out of the business? Why wouldn't we just let Frontier do the upgrade?
That is another thing I want to check on in the morning. I want to call Frontier and ask them, what if I came to you with nothing? What would you do?
Exactly. Because I don't think MCS is out. They're out, mm-hmm. in my opinion. So
and
if there's a way
to
go around them, then I don't think we need to use them.
They still do other things for us. I think that might be the deal. Like, we have a blower that we need to purchase. They will purchase parts, and they're cheaper than going straight to the spray company that provides the blower. I don't know how, but they are still working with us. I think that was
his. And both these, I guess, meet state minimum requirements on our reporting and how we have to track all that.
It is even better than what we're doing. Right now, we are using an Excel spreadsheet, and there's a formula that figures it out, but you still have a human that's entering it. This will track it, tell you how much is being put out, how much acreage you cover, everything. So the TDA would be happy to
better,
do that,
better
I would
report.
Think.
Yeah, better
yes,
reporting.
Sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. The other stuff I asked for was before I knew about all that. I was really worried about asking for that, and then this came across my desk, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The new truck is, I have a list of all the vehicles we have and the mileage on them. We have several that are in the 150,000 range. We have one that has 170,000 miles on it now.
And what truck is that one? Well, I mean, which one do you want? What do you want to replace?
So last year, he put in for a truck. We have not gotten it yet, but I plan to replace. It's an 06 Ford. It has less miles on it.
We know why we have it.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I think everybody knows, right?
Is it the Ken Durbin?
So Ken, you know, no longer there. He never ordered her truck.
Okay. So my deal is this. So I want to make sure that we carry that one forward.
Yeah, it was budgeted, right?
We.
So
yeah, but it won't come in. You think it'll come in before October the 1st?
So I settled for something that is on the lot.
Oh,
you got one.
It is not exactly what we asked for, but she's given me it. It's a long wheelbase truck.
Yeah.
Don't really want that, but we can deal with that. And she's given it to me for the same price and outfitting it. So it is on their lot. It just has to be outfitted. I should have it within a month or two.
Okay, so you should have.
So we shouldn't have to carry that forward then.
Correct. We should get it taken care of.
So now we're back to the one.
Yes, sir.
Added. Okay.
So this year, the next truck that I would be replacing is the one that has 170,000 miles on it. Okay. It's just one problem after the other.
Okay. And then And you don't have, do you have your price quotes on it yet?
I did, yes, sir. I sent that over. It is from Silver Ford, as usual.
But
I
have
information about
Doggett.
I mean, you know how y'all feel about him.
Personally.
Because they own everything.
You don't want to know how I personally feel about him.
Well, they have pretty much owned Beaumont, and so they are wanting to do the rumor I'm hearing, they want to go to a fleet site.
Okay.
So, of course, you know, they own all the construction stuff in Houston, too.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, they're not on any type of, that I know.
Okay. Well, I talked to the owners about 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
And told them if they wanted to have an opportunity to do business with us or any other county or city, they needed to be on buy board, and they were going to get their, they said they were going to get their stuff to get into that system, you know, and be part of that, because that's, they're going to have, you know, that's what they have to do. That
competition would be nice, though.
Well, I mean, it would go to one for sure. I mean, that's just, I think,
of the
other options,
right?
Well, we've never had anybody other than that group up in Dallas that's been wanting to even be close, and then just too far away,
right?
Yeah, it'd be nice to have somebody else in it. And I think Doggett, you know, they're big enough that they can be competitive in that world. So that's good news. I'm glad you're back here. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, I don't have a problem, you know, with anybody doing it.
The truck quote that I did get was $45,000. I had requested $46,000. I also need the fiberglass bed liner put in. That's $3,500. I have a quote included with that.
I'm going to ask a crazy question. The truck that you're getting now, I know we were wanting a short wheelbase truck because of turning into cul-de-sacs and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir.
So,
and working on the units.
I mean, would you not want to swap those and let's see if we can't get a short wheelbase that she needs for this next vehicle?
That is what I spoke with purchasing about. Uh-huh. Do I have to replace the vehicle that he asked for last year? And since they're both coming at the same time, I can just swap it out. The one that I would like to replace that has 170,000 miles on it is a larva sighting vehicle and a spray unit. They use it during the daytime. It could be bigger. It would be more feasible, but it was
okay.
A long
I just didn't know if you really needed a short wheelbase, if we couldn't just buy the new one, be the short wheelbase.
The new one will be short wheelbase.
Okay.
Yes, sir. But I'll take one long wheelbase and deal with it, so that we're not waiting till next year, like you said. The other items I asked for, like I said, wish list. A gate, automatic gate opener for our office. We have an old heavy gate, 20 foot long probably, that you slide across on rollers. Maintenance has had to come out and replace the rollers because they wear out, obviously. It's heavy and cumbersome, but that's not the biggest problem. We have, myself and the secretary are there after 3:30 p.m. by ourselves until closing time. Let me go out there and roll the gate. And a couple of weeks ago, I was off. I was not in the office in the afternoon. The secretary was there by herself. And the Orange Police Department chased someone through our backfield and into the woods and sat out there for a couple of hours, and she was there by herself. And she called me and she was like, hey, I'm here. What do I do? So it would be really nice to have a gate opener to close the gate and also not have to get out of her vehicle. Even if that was the case, if that was going on around us, she could just close it. We could also close it during winter maintenance. We have a skeleton crew. Last year in the secretary position, I was there by myself quite a bit. I can't say that I was scared, but it would be nice to close the gate, and you have to call and talk to me and tell me what you want before I let you in. My office is open. There's no window or anything like that. It's not secure. So that's my biggest worry about the gate. It's not just for the convenience of the rain and the heaviness of it. But like I said, that's a wish list.
You have a quote on that?
Yes, sir, yep. I do. It was $8,000. The quote is actually a little under that, $7,000-something, but I allowed for, like you said, it to be October and later. That is solar panel. It has a backup battery. Several codes can be put in. We have remotes, and you actually can track who opens the gate.
Yeah.
So I can use your employee number to say who opened the gate, what time. So it will also help with what time people get to work, what time it's going on. Things are going on.
How much was that?
$7,000 something was the quote. I asked for $8,000 to cover it.
Okay.
I have it here. The other items that I asked for was a tire machine and a tire balancing machine. I figured that we would discuss if that was needed, in your opinion, or not. We have a mechanic on site that changes all of our tires, takes care of all that, and balances. We're using a bubble balancer from I don't know how many years ago. It was donated from the sheriff's office. So we then have to turn around and get all of our trucks balanced.
from a tire shop. I paid $78 to have the wheels balanced on mine last time. So that takes somebody out of commission to go run the truck up there and have that done. Plus, but the quote on that was higher than I expected. The balance was $4,800. The tire machine, we also have just your manual. You use the bar right in there. We also deal with a lot of flats. The guys that are out there, guys and ladies that are out there at nighttime, run over whatever, end up in the ditch. So the next morning he's out there changing tires and a lot of times putting a new tire on because it's not just a flat. The quote on that was, I thought, pretty high, but the tire machine was $6,000.
Yeah.
About. So that brought my total to $127,000.
Okay.
That's with the software, yes, sir.
That's with the software?
Yes, sir.
That's with the $30,000 potential.
$46,000. Yes, sir. And then, of course, there's some savings there. That's why I want to go to Calcasieu Parish tomorrow.
See
what they've got. Yeah. We're going to drive one of our spray trucks over there, let them look at what we've got, compare it to theirs. And he said he's had them for about 3 years, and he was just the closest that I could go look at. He offered me to come by. But speaking to other people, Harris County has had it since before they were Frontier. Everyone raves about their service. We're not talking about having to wait for somebody to fix one of our units.
Okay.
So that's what I've got.
All right.
All right. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
I don't want to ask for things. That was very painful.
Well, can I ask her? Also, she needs a county cell phone.
Oh, yes. Thank you. That is
we found out that Patrick never had a county cell phone as a department head.
Wow. Does that not surprise me?
Well, I just think it's mosquito control, and she's dealing with citizen complaints and having to call citizens. I know that her personal phone has been put out in the county booklet. I just think that possibly she might
wait for that. Definitely.
Yeah. So
she needs a county phone.
I think of all department heads, she might need a county.
I added that to my budget. I'm sorry, I forgot about that. That was added in. It's $40 to $45 a month for the cell phone. The purchasing, I put that in there, added the percentage basically to cover that.
And I just want to tell you,
yes, sir?
Just from my perspective, mine alone, I appreciate the job you've done since you took over, the professionalism that you handle and how you handle things.
Thank you.
So I just
very
want
much.
To let you know.
I'm trying. This is
frightening. You're doing good. You're doing good.
Okay. Thank y'all very much.
Well, good. Well, good. Y'all just here for viewing purposes?
Well, I want to see
training. Training. How to better present.
So what you've learned today is you want to go first next time?
Yeah, you want to go first. Go ahead and ask for the $2 million right off the bat. Have sticker shock for everybody else the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. All right. If there's nothing else, we will I need a little motion.
Motion adjourned.
4-3. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and we are adjourned at 3:22.